Okay, everyone should be back. I'm first going to ask, are there any announcements? I have a number of them, but I'll let others have a chance first.
This is Don. I'll just note we've got our Best Practices in Marcellus Shale Education Conference coming up Monday and Tuesday next week. It'll be interesting. I'm looking forward to it.
How many people are you going to be having participating?
We are limiting participation to 50, and I think that's about how many we'll have register.
Very good. Well, good luck with it. Have fun.
Thanks. Yeah.
Yeah, I wish I lived out there.
It'll be fun in an unusual way, and to be sharing frustrations with people who share your frustrations.
Good.
Any other announcements?
I'll just make a plug for people joining next week's call. This is Kristen Poppleton from the Wolf-Steger Foundation. It should be really fun. There's a group of students that we've worked with and their teacher at a high school here in the Twin Cities in Minnesota who took a delegation of youth to COP this year, and those students will be sharing about their experiences, and I think that might shake things up a little bit, and I hope you guys all challenge them with some really good questions too.
Right. Well, we're really looking forward to that. This will be a new adventure for the Climate Literacy Network. Okay. Well, I have a number of announcements. Are there others? Go ahead.
Tamara, I'm just going to say part of this is Scott. Reason why that the program next week came up was a discussion that Kristen and I had. I think with Peg Steffen. And we were kind of looking for positive news, and this has come out of that idea, is where are the good signs of interesting things happen? It's part of the reason why we had the Climate Stewards program a couple weeks ago, and this is sort of the second idea for a presentation to talk about some good news, not so much maybe the what happened at COP, but the fact that high school students were involved in that, and we thought that was worth sharing with the network.
Yeah, no, great.
Yeah.
Okay, so other announcements. For those of you not aware, maybe you are, the NAAE deadline is March 31st. We have generally had a whole group of presentations, and unlike our discussion today, which is about session proposals, the NAAE deadline is for presentation abstracts. For individual presentations. And what we generally do is once people submit their abstracts, they send me that they've done, you know, what their title and who's presenting it is. And then what we try to do is we put together a one-page document from the Climate Literacy Network that we can distribute during the meeting so that people who are interested in following that thread can go to all of our talks. And so we'll be keeping track over time. I guess the critical times are the deadline at the end of this month for submission, and then once people hear back, that you're going to have a presentation to provide me with the title, the presenters, and the time, date, and room that it's going to be in, so that we can include that all in the one pager. So that's one announcement. Another is that I will be going tomorrow to the National Research Council's roundtable on climate change education, and the workshop is particularly focused around current and future business leaders. And so there's a lot of these future business leaders who are going to be working with companies that address issues around climate and environmental change, and so that's the focus of that workshop. Another go ahead.
Oh, this is Martha and Martha Shaw from Earth Advertising. And, you know, we're starting with participant films and others a new column about America's social entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I can send you a link to that. And the Social Venture Network conference is in San Diego on April 20th?
Okay.
It might be, I'll see if I could just send you a little link to that, because one of the things about the entrepreneurs, the entrepreneurs in our nation, they never really get a lot of notoriety because they're always, you know, they're always kind of working on low budgets, they're raising capital, you know, they're not really represented at the UN because the UN is kind of controlled by these big major DuPont-type corporations, and there might be a nice relationship you could develop with the SBN on that.
Okay. Very good. Okay, we'll send that along.
Okay.
Another announcement I want to make is a few weeks ago we mentioned that we were going to put together a survey that we would distribute to the members of the Climate Literacy Network. I was hoping to actually send the link to that survey out this morning when I realized that we had no IRB approval. So we're getting that now, but we will send that out soon. And basically what we're after is understanding what, you know, so there's a lot of us that call in quite often, but there's a lot of other, there's actually 387 people on the listserv. A lot of people just read the emails, and some of people respond to them. So we're trying to get a sense of what people, what activities that the Climate Literacy Network is involved in, people are aware of, what activities they take part in or what they leverage, and if it's helped them develop partnerships, and then a little bit information about the individuals so we get a sense of who we're reaching and who are the members. So that should be coming as soon as we get that IRB approval. And then another very, I'm going to make a very unofficial announcement here, because this has been in the works for a while. We had discussions a few weeks ago about changing the name of the Climate Literacy Network. That is going to happen. We made the decision that because there's a lot of people on the listserv who are not part of our conversations, that we wouldn't change the name before we sent out that survey, that we would keep the same name through the survey so that people wouldn't get confused. With buy-in from the Department of Energy and the Clean Team, we are going to combine the Climate Literacy Network will become the Clean Network. And so it'll be, if you spell it all out, it says Climate Literacy and Energy Awareness Network. But we will refer to our group as the Clean Network. And this will be distinct from the Clean Collection, which is the reviewed collection that a lot of us have been involved in building, and hopefully all of you have explored to some extent, and the Clean Portal, which is the website, which includes all of these things. So, and we also refer in that website to the Clean Community, which is sort of all the people and groups that are part of it, including various partners. So that's a very unofficial announcement. I'll send that out by email once we get that survey going so we don't confuse people. So, and I guess the one other thing, which is I know a lot of people have been involved in the NOAA Environmental Literacy grants, which the deadline is today. And one little piece of news, which is quite depressing. One of the proposals that I'm involved with, one of the partners was originally the Texas Water Development Board, and they had to back out at the last minute because they were told they could not be signed on to anything that had the word climate change in it. It could be climate variability, but it couldn't be climate change. And since the solicitation and the entire proposal was written around climate change, they had to back out. So this is kind of really sad situation when the language actually becomes a barrier to participating. Anyway, on that note,
yeah.
Are there any other announcements or comments?
Yeah, I have an announcement. This is Anna Gold. We have a clean review camp coming up on April 3rd, and I know that a number of the people on the call are already signed up. I just wanted to say we have a few spots still available. I've been hesitant to sending out an email to the entire list, but I just wanted to say whoever's on the call is interested, just let me know now or send me an email.
And this is a virtual review camp. You don't have to go anywhere. You're just on the phone.
Right. It's a four-hour virtual review camp. Thanks, Tamara. And we do offer a stipend if that's needed of $150. So if you're interested, send me an email. If you don't have my email, just say so now, and I'll send you one.
Dick, can you send that out to the membership, or did you already do that?
I did not, because I'm a little bit hesitant of getting too many responses, and I'd rather recruit than have people respond, because we try to pick the people a little bit, but I might just send it out today.
So, Martha, was that Martha talking?
Yeah, I'd love to see it. I'm Martha at earthadvertising.com.
Okay.
So you can just send it directly to her.
I'll send it to you, and I might send it out later today if I don't get responses to my other emails to the entire group. We are trying to do it by invitation more than by advertisement.
Okay, so we're going to move on to our discussion for today. Hopefully everybody else, I'll say it again, you can either go directly to the Google Docs and watch, and you can see me typing, or you can view my screen by going online to join.me and then putting in the number code 961-245-570. That number is also posted on the teleconference webpage. And then you can see exactly where I'm typing as I'm talking or as other people are talking. So I am on the webpage, the Google Docs right now, and what I'm going to do first is I'm going to scroll all the way to the bottom so that for those of you that are doing it on your own, you can go to the bottom, the last part of the text. And what I have at the bottom here was just for reference in terms of what sessions we ran last year, the 2012 sessions. It indicates the titles, and then in red on the left side, the number of papers we had, and for those sessions that were combined, I indicate the number of sessions that were combined. So we had a session around barriers, misconceptions, and progress in improving climate literacy, and that was a session that wasn't combined. We had 29 papers there. Then we had a session on reaching diverse audiences through informal education experience, public outreach, and community programs. This was a combination of three sessions, one that was more focused on informal education, one that was focused on different kinds of communities, diverse audiences, and I don't mean just ethnically diverse, but in a way you can think of diverse audiences, and then public outreach. And so when we combined the three sessions, we had 33 papers. Evidence from research and evaluation of effectiveness of interdisciplinary programs. This was a combination of two sessions and had 21 papers. I think that there was probably one session on interdisciplinary programs and one on research and evaluation that were combined there. And then the other sessions that weren't combined, we had evidence and best practices from, wait a second. That seems like that's redundant. Okay, so there's a mistake there. There's 11 papers in another session.
I
and
think
there was
two, 11 and 10 are actually the ones that got combined into the one that had 21.
Oh, that's probably true. That's probably true. Okay, so I will take these two out. Yep, that's actually the right number of sessions now. Okay, then we had one on the Great Lakes. And they only had six papers, and it was only a poster session. Then we had one on higher education, which had 19 papers, and we had one on K-12 education, which had 35 papers. And so we can take this as a base, especially the ones that were the most popular. We most likely should have something around K-12 and something around higher ed. This session around misconceptions and barriers is something to think about too. So, in keeping those in mind, I'm going to go up here to the top, and I'm not going to go through everybody's name. But if your name is not here and you want it to be, and at this point, just give me your name if you're interested in participating. And what this means is you're interested in participating and putting together a session proposal with up to three other people. A session proposal is really less than half a page long. It's very short. And what we want to do is to make sure that each of these session proposals are distinct so that somebody submitting an abstract will see what session that they do most logically fit in. We will not be able to erase all overlaps between these sessions, but it is best if we can try to keep them distinct at this point. So is there anybody who's on the call who is not yet on this list who would like to be?
This is Dan Zales. I'm actually not at a computer. I'm on my cell phone, and I'm not sure if I'm on the list or not.
You are now.
Okay,
you
weren't,
but you are now. Okay, and is there a particular topic that you're interested in?
I'm interested in the topic of how do you deal pedagogically with data that about climate change that don't tell a simple story, that aren't necessarily confirming, broad trends. So with a focus on regional...
Can you say that in just a few words for right now?
Okay. How to deal, how do educators deal with exposing their students to data that don't, about climate change, that do not tell a simple story?
Okay. Dealing with data that does not tell a simple story. Well, right now I'm just trying to capture sort of the gist, and then we'll talk about the different possible topics, and then we can flesh that out a little bit more. Is there anybody else on the phone who you can ask if you're on the list if you can't see it, actually?
Well, I'd like to be on the list. It's Martha Shaw, and I had a topic of maybe talking about how to use social media in talking about climate. I mean, have you thought about having a whole session just on CLN, or is that...
Let's see.
Or organize
explicitly. Well, I think if you get down to the topics, you'll see that there's I put in a topic. Let's see. It's item number 7, network impacts of networks and using and leveraging networks for scaling up.
Yeah, that sounds good.
So that's kind of the So we'll talk about these different kinds of ideas. And see where the natural alignments are between people's interests are.
Hi, this is Dan again. I actually have to go, so thanks. But I'm going to hang up now, and I'll...
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, is there anybody else on the call who would like their name to be on this list and or has an idea that you would like to include? Okay. Hold on a second.
Mary is not here. I'm actually on a conference call right now. So can I call back and I'll talk to them later? Yes.
I can't tell right now. I'm sorry for the interruption. there was a phone call that they needed to be addressed. Okay, so let's go on to the different topics. I have them all numbered here. The first three came from an email that Jill Karsten sent a few weeks ago about the kinds of things that she thought would be interesting to have sessions about. And so one of them is about the Next Generation Science Standards. And there's different themes in here, and whether or not these might be separate sessions or one session that incorporates all of these is an open question. So there's assessments and effective professional development and ways to emphasize climate science in the new standards. Then there's a topic of impacts and utility potential for scale up, and I think that might be encompassed in aligned with the idea that I had just mentioned before. Then there's a topic around international climate education activities. Then we have research and evaluation, and Anne Martin, I have your name associated with that, and Nicole Holtius, I'm not sure I'm pronouncing that right.
That's right. Thanks.
Okay. And then Mark McCaffrey he actually went so far as to write it so that you can get a sense of how long the session proposal is. That's about how long it is. He is interested in putting together a session that actually goes somewhat beyond climate literacy itself to making effective responses and informed decisions. And then Marcus Griswold has one around an idea around looking at partnerships and working across diverse concepts and disciplines. This may also be in the line of the networks and partnerships. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to combine these three together. Cut. And I'm going to go up here to impacts and potential for scale up and put them all here. So I'll put the group those all together. And then we have informal education. And I have Alejandro Grael or Lisa Ann Kelly. They're from the same project, and she said either one of them might be the convener for that. So those are the, and then I think just taking from last year's, I'm going to add these other ones, K-12, higher ed, and then misconceptions. And I'm not making any judgment here about what the actual title or content is. I'm just trying to identify a category. I would leave it to the conveners to actually come up with the title and the description. So I've kind of got them grouped into 9 areas now. And what I'm going to do is because the abstract is long, I'm going to move these up so that we just have the titles up here near the top. Okay. So are there any thoughts about any of these, either with respect to what you might be interested in addressing, or if there's a topic here that's not here that you think we should discuss further, or one that you want to attach your name to?
Tamara, this is Ann Martin. So I have my name attached to the evaluation and research one. And it seems to me that I just took a peek at Jill Carson's email. Seems like that trio of impact, utility, and potential for scale-up, maybe the impact and utility are something we could try to address in the evaluation research session.
Okay. All right, so does that make sense to others?
Yeah, specifically Nicole, as the other person whose name is there right
okay.
now.
Okay.
You?
So, include.
Yeah, I think that makes sense as well. It's kind of, whoops, there it is. Sorry, I'm going to mute again.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let's see, another one that I think, so I added the K-12, but then realized that we have the next generation science standards here, and that probably should be integrated. Do people think that there is room for multiple K-12 sessions or one K-12 session? I mean, what happened last year is we got a whole lot of papers for that session, is that right? We had, 35 papers, which meant we had two oral sessions and a poster session, which was a nice, so by making one place for people to submit K-12 papers, that then allowed you a lot of flexibility in terms of grouping them. I mean, what could happen is that half the papers you get might address next-generation science standards and the other half might not. And then if you get two oral sessions, you have the flexibility to make one really focused around the next generation science standards, and then the others you could group as another theme or however that emerges. So is there anybody on the phone that would be interested in being a one of the conveners for a K-12 next generation science standards?
This is Don, and I think I would, but we're actually meeting tomorrow to talk about whether we've got funding to get to AGU. So I will know, I think, tomorrow if I'm going to be able to go.
Well, one of the things I will mention, because we can use everybody's help, is even if you can't go, it's good to know that you can't. But that doesn't mean you can't help organize
the
session.
Right.
So.
Yeah, and I think on the NGS, well, if there is a session with NGSS, it's a question we ought to wrestle with is, should it be a climate change in NGSS or an NGSS session with a bunch of climate change within it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'll get a bigger audience if it's about NGSS and a bunch of us, a bunch of us have
well, I don't know about at AGU.
I don't know either. I shouldn't speak too much about it because I've never been.
It depends on the session. I think the most relevant thing is actually climate change.
Is it?
I mean, and I can just tell from my perspective. I mean, my original research was all around climate change, but I was. In my graduate degree was in a meteorology department, and I joined AMS, the American Meteorological Society, and didn't actually know about AGU until I graduated and went to my postdoc. And then all of a sudden, here's AGU, and it just was like I had a home, because really it's the interaction of all those different sections.
Okay.
So I actually think that climate change is a very good venue for the next generation science standards.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
At AGU, rather than making the next generation science standards the theme, first of all, scientists are not going to come to something that's solely focused on the next generation science standards. And this is a meeting in which last year there were 23,000 people, and 99% of them are scientists.
Mm-hmm.
So is there anybody else who's interested in participating in being a convener for a K-12/NGSS session?
Yeah, this is Anna Gold. I'd be interested in participating.
Okay. And at this point, people can, I would ultimately like people to only be a convener of one session. We did have some exceptions to that last year. And while we're trying to find people, we can put multiple people on here. You can put yourself in multiple places for now, and then we'll see how it plays out. Mm-hmm. So in that sense, I can help out with this one too. We can officially have up to four, but again, at this point, we can go higher than that, and we will see. We will make sure everybody who's interested in being a convener can be a convener. Okay, well, let's go to the next one. This is the potential for scale-up partnerships networks, the Climate Literacy Network. And right now, I have two of us, Marcus Griswold and me. Is there anybody else who's interested in participating in this one? Okay. I'll just put the two of us for now. Now we'll take off the 6 and a 7. And I'll just make this 2.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, international climate education activities. This is one we've not had before. Is there anybody that has a lead on it or could think of anybody? Actually, at this point, you can even tell me if you could think of anybody who would be interested in convening such a session, and I can try to go and contact people. Okay, no? All right. Let's go on. Research and evaluation impacts and utilities. So we have Anne and Nicole. Are there others maybe on this list above?
Tamara, okay. Bob Leaker was a co-convener with us last year, but he his project is also K-12. So when he contacted you to express that he was interested, did he say which kind of session he might
No, be? Actually, if it doesn't have something by his name, he didn't. But I remember last year he was really interested in this. So I will put him here for now. Nobody's going to be committed at this point. So actually, if you just think of names, I'm going to add them for now.
Okay. I might also put him with whatever K-12 proposals are or sessions are listed, just knowing what he works on.
All right, so I will add him up here too. So in the context of nobody is committed, if you can think of anybody that might be interested in international, can anybody think of somebody who might be involved in doing something along those lines?
Tamara, this is Scott. I'm just thinking that Peter Tudnam of the College of Exploration is head of the international group with the National Marine Educators Association, and there's a lot of climate stuff involved with that too. So I can ask Peter whether he knows folks around, certainly in Europe, that may be interested in actually coming to AGU, because there is quite there's a huge number of people from outside the U.S. that come to AGU. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It is quite an international organization. Okay,
very.
So I've put down that you will talk to Peter Tudnam.
I will.
Okay. Informal education. Anybody else? Anybody on the phone who might be interested in this?
This is Don. I've already said one thing, but I could do that thing too.
Okay. What I'll do is I'll indicate this is a second choice for you, okay?
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right. Can you think of anybody else who might be interested?
I can talk to some of my colleagues at the museum and see if anyone there is interested.
The other person I would think of is Billy Spitzer at the New England Aquarium. I could also ask Jeff Ryan. All right, so I'll write down, ask Billy Spitzer and Jeff Ryan and see if we can come up with some others. Okay, higher ed. This was a significant size group last year, too. Anna, you were part of this group last year, right? Is that right?
Yes.
Would Karen Kirk be interested, do you think, Anna?
She usually doesn't go to AGU. She goes to GSA, and she only travels for one of the meetings.
Might she be willing to participate as just as an organizer?
We asked her last year, and she gave us some ideas, but then I think you have to drop the name or something. I don't know. But she helped last year a little bit.
Basically what happens is that the only people that get listed is once the organizers organize the session, the conveners then decide who's going to be chairing the session. And so you actually even add people at that point sometimes. So I understand we might have to drop the name, but I think Karen.
We can ask her. I know that her winter is busy with her skiing instruction too, but she likes to be involved. So.
Well, this would be more organizing than anything else, and all of that will occur in August.
I can ask her. I really don't want to speak for her. I'll ask her. She would be great.
Right, well, I'm putting down Karen Kirk, Juliet Rooney Varga, and Stephanie Fearman, and Karen McNeil. Those are people that I can think of off the bat. The other obvious person is Kathy Manduka. She generally doesn't have time for this, but we can ask her anyway. Okay, misconceptions. And I really, really abbreviated that from last year. I think it was misconceptions and barriers. I can add that.
I think that Karen would be very interested in that session, too.
Karen Kirk, okay.
McNeil.
Oh, Karen McNeil, right. And what about Susan Burr?
Yeah, that's who I was going to suggest too.
Yeah.
Who else? Other people that I'm just thinking of now who participated in the past that aren't on the call and didn't receive anything from. One was Louise Huffman. Which area? I mean, I would like to sort of ask her, but would it be K-12 or informal?
My guess would be K-12.
Okay, I'll put her up here. And let's see. Who else was I thinking of? I can't think of anybody else right now. What about Roberta Johnson? K-12?
She would probably be interested in the NGSS and the K-12.
Okay.
Especially with the survey they are doing right now, the needs assessment.
Okay. All right, so we don't have anybody else for misconceptions and barriers. And then this one that Mark is interested in, effective responses, informed decisions. Is there anybody else? I would think that Frank Niepold might be interested in this. Do people think that that's correct?
I think so. If Frank goes to AGU, he's probably would love to chair a session.
Yeah.
That would be a good one.
All right. Well, I will explore this one a little bit more. I mean, I could also put my name down on this one, but we'll see. I'd like to talk a little bit more about this first one, the NGSS K-12. I actually would just like people's thoughts on this right now in terms of how you would frame. The reason I'm asking this is to sort of get a sense from our perspective if we were to try to, I mean, there's a lot of us that are on the phone that are listed here, whether it makes sense to make it one session, or is there enough in addition to K-12, I mean, to think about making it two. My personal preference is to make it one, but I just want to sort of get other people's take on this.
And my preference is to make it one initially, and if we get lots of abstracts submitted, then strategically divide those abstracts.
Okay. I think that that's probably a good idea. Okay, so now what I guess I'd like to do is this list of people that are up here, Ann Martin, you're already on one. Mark McCaffrey's on. I'm just going through this list of people to see if there's anybody on this list that we might attach that's not already. So I think most of okay, so Jennifer Schwartz Ballard, she said informal ed or professional development teachers. So I think informal ed is her first choice. I think maybe we don't have too many people on that. So I'll put her there. Okay. All right. Ramada Reddy. He got my email from the NICE listserv. He's at a university that serves underserved populations at the university level. Maybe he might be interested in the higher ed one. How many people do we have on higher ed? Okay. I will potentially put him there. For now. And, all right, so here's the challenge. Dan Zales was on the phone for about 5 minutes. and gave it an idea of what, so people have a sense of where he might fit.
I wonder maybe with the next generation standards, just because you sounded like he was leaning towards scientific practices in the way he was speaking about evidence when you have more complicated
right.
issues around that.
Okay, so I'm going to put him here for now. So I just want to make sure that I have people that have expressed an interest attached to something to start with. So I'm just going to put down what our thoughts are for each of these, and then I'll try to contact and get these groups organized a little bit more. Actually, this list is long enough for this one, but what I'm saying is make one session, and if we get lots of abstracts, focus one oral on NGSS. On other aspects. And that would include professional development, curriculum development, et cetera. Okay, so Don, you're on multiple ones right now. This is the K-12 and NGSS is your first choice, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Anna, you're on a couple too, right? Is that correct?
Which? Sorry, I might have not paid attention enough.
All right, so you're on the K-12 NGSS one, and then I thought we put you down on a second one. Maybe not.
I'm happy to help with another one, but I wanted to let other.
All right, so you're on that. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to take me off of this one.
Tamara, this is Frank Hapold. I just wanted to let you know I finally was able to get on the line. And
okay.
Let me be of service wherever you think I can be best used.
Okay, so Frank, are you on the Google Docs? Or are you
no.
at a computer? All right, so don't go
I'm neither.
You're neither. Okay, so what we've done is we've identified general areas and are attaching people's names to them, and we've attached your
sure.
name to one. So, all right, so I'm going to recap the areas. Now, these aren't, in terms of, we have not wordsmithed language, we've not made things comprehensive, we've just sort of identified general areas and identified people who would potentially be conveners in those areas. The
sure.
first one is NGSS and
K-12.
Right. And Don Dugenhaus and Anna Gold definitely want to be part of that one. Dan Zales was on the phone at the beginning, and based on what he said, we think this is the one he would be most interested in.
Mm-hmm.
We've identified Bob Bleeker might be interested, and Louise Huffman and Roberta Johnson we could potentially ask. Okay. So then there's one that, To make it kind of clear, it's sort of like networks, impacts of networks, leveraging networks, looking for partnerships, working across diverse concepts and disciplines. And Marcus Griswold and I are the two that are listed there. So this is one that you might be interested in too, Frank. I don't know.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Okay. So I'll put you down here for now while we go through these.
And Tamara, only do this if you guys are in a flow. Please, by all means, just keep flowing.
Well,
I don't want to.
No. We had kind of come to a point where we were kind of going through them, starting the list over again. So, and I was just attaching comments
okay.
to this.
Okay.
There's one that was suggested in Jill's original email for Earth International Climate Education Activities. We had nobody on the phone who had much knowledge about this. Scott said he would talk to Peter Tunham, who has some connections with
right.
International community. So do you have any ideas of who might be interested in convening?
Yeah, so, I mean, the one convening. That, well, the part of why I'm stammering is getting the person who would do it at AGU, who's comfortable with the AGU convening, and who's the right person is it's a high bar to get both. If you follow where I'm going.
Well, let's put it this way. At this point, what I think is that if you can identify people, we want to identify a diverse group to help organize these sessions. If it's a person that cannot
right.
ultimately come to AGU, we will deal with that.
Right, right. Okay. I would imagine Louise Huffman, actually, given her work under IPY, would be good in this space.
Okay.
She and Jenny Baseman, they've kind of moved on from those.
Is that the Apex group?
Yeah.
It's a young polar scientist. Okay.
Yeah, that group.
Yeah, okay. All right, I thought I recognized her name. All right, those are two good leads there. Okay, then we have research and evaluation, including impacts and utilities, and Ann Martin, Nicole Holtius, and Bob, I have Bob Leaker here also.
Tamara, so I actually have to run to another meeting. So while we were on this one, I just wanted to mention I sent an email to Bob to ask him whether mm-hmm. he was interested in doing this one this time around or one of the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, if he ends up going in another direction and you feel like we need to find some other people, I'm sure myself and him kind of could put our heads together and recruit. So we could just wait and see whether there's other interest from the CLN community and if there, you know, if it seems like we need a couple
right.
of people, we can
right.
face that
well,
down.
What I'll try to do after we finish this conversation in the next couple of days is put this into a little bit more of a coherent sentence and then send out these areas and see if, you know, if we can get interest now that we have a list of areas. So that's what
right.
that's kind of what I'll do to follow up. But let me know what Bob says.
Okay, great.
But then the,
for organizing.
The next one. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying thank you for organizing.
Okay. You're very welcome. All right, so then the next one is informal education, and Alejandro Grajel and Lisa Ann Kelly, they sent me an email and indicated their interest in this, and it would be one or the other of them, at least going to AGU. It could potentially be both of them. And then Don said this would be a second choice, and Jennifer Forrest Ballard indicated she sent me an email and said she was interested in the informal ed, so we can include her there. And then we have higher ed. We don't have anybody who said on the phone that they were interested in convening this. I just have a list of about six or seven people that we might ask.
So one person I would like to see in the higher education, almost to force them into it, is to take the higher ed and couple it with the American President's Climate Commitment organization, Second Nature, things of that nature. Because they do have a large play in this area. They're a large network. The other one is the Environmental Deans and Directors, a group under the NCSE, the other NCSE, not Marks, but I don't know. Yeah, the Blockstein side.
Right.
And that that also links
last,
to CAMEL, too.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, CAMEL folks would be interested in this.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, well, last year, so, Anna, it was David Blockstein was working with you on the higher ed one last year, right?
He was, yeah. And he was okay. He scratched his head how much time it took to organize these. He said it was very impressive. He's never gone through a process like this. He was very appreciative. I'm not sure if he'd be willing to dedicate the same amount of time.
Yeah.
Well, but he may be able to identify somebody else from these groups.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So it's worth asking him. What I'll do is I'll just ask.
Yeah, I think that
all of these people all these people
yep.
on this particular list are asks, so I will. We can do that. All right. Then we have misconceptions and barriers, and I have asked Karen McNeil and Susan Burr here. Is there anybody else you can think of?
You know, I've always really liked Gail Sinatra. She's a researcher in this area. She and Doug Lombardi. Gale, as in G-A-L-E, as in the storm. Sinatra. She's presented for us in one of our past sessions, but I don't know if she'd be willing to convene.
I think she moved. In our session 2 years ago, and I think she moved to Santa Barbara, and it was ADU was her first meeting, but she thought it was a really interesting meeting, so she might be able to just drive up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, and who was the other person you mentioned, Frank?
It's somebody she's worked with, I think is in New York now. She's done some papers with, I think it's Doug Lombardi. I don't know how to spell it, but if you Google Gale, you'll see his name associated with some of the work that relates to climate.
Okay. I'll look into that one. All right, and then the last one is the session that Mark really wanted to put forward, which he actually wrote an entire abstract already. Beyond climate literacy towards effective responses, informed decisions on global change challenges. He really wanted to go beyond just climate literacy. And Frank, I thought you might be interested in this one also.
Absolutely.
Okay.
One thing that I'm surprised, though, that didn't show up is the conversation Mark's had about the ecosystem. It's not that any one of these isn't important. It's only when they work together that you get a synergy beyond any individual one.
I think we have that, Frank. That's
where's
the second one here. You're not on. All right, so this is the one. Where we don't have a specific title, but it's looking for partnerships, working across diverse concepts and disciplines, network, impacts of networks, using and leveraging networks for scaling up. Those are just the words.
Okay.
Those were just all the words that kind of – so that's the one that I put you on also. So, I mean, I think there's – what we need to do – I know that Mark wants – to do his own session. So what we need to do is define these as clearly two separate sessions, and I'll talk to Mark about that.
Yeah, great.
So I think we've captured that.
Great.
Okay, well, so we've kind of got a list here. I will make this into somewhat more of a coherent form and so that people can see it, and also I'll contact these various people and I'll send out the titles without people's names on them. I'll come up with generic titles so that it's somewhat comprehensible and not just a set of random words. So,
can I propose one to see if it works for the AGU community real quickly?
Sure.
So one thing that I've noticed is that when it's a session that's focused on communicating climate change at AGU, they go gaga, goo-goo over them. They're standing room, overflowing, because it's the scientist. It's for the scientists.
Uh-huh.
And when it comes to education, they tend to, we tend to meet with each other at ADU.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if there's a way to tap into the role of the ADU scientific community in this ecosystem of outreach, engagement, and that we basically set up a session where they talk to us about what they're doing from a science perspective. Like Richard Alley has done brilliant work in this area, but
right.
Is there a way to...
You know what we might do? The other thing which I... Go ahead.
No, just is there a way to pitch it that we want Richard Alley, but we want them to talk to their colleagues about what they're doing in this
mm-hmm.
outreach education engagement space?
That's an issue. So we could. I don't know that if we pitch a session this way, the scientists will come to it. However, Mark and I had a conversation with Pranodi Asher at AGU, and she is going to we're going to try to plan an AGU climate literacy or some such title workshop, which would be a half a day. And would allow us to bring together all of these different groups, all these different kinds of topics. And this is, we could potentially think about something like this there. The idea is to try to make it broader than just us, because in our sessions we do just address us.
Yep.
So this is an interesting idea to think about. Okay?
Sounds great.
All right, so so thanks, everybody. I will put this together in a more coherent form, but thanks for everybody's input. And we'll continue to talk. We have about a month, a little bit more than a month, to get these submitted. So we have time, but we can't just wait around.
Awesome.
Okay, Frank, are you going to the NAAW meeting, or could you, or do you know?
Which meeting?
NAAWE is in October in Baltimore. Actually, it's
am I going to? I go to so many meetings. I'm never sure. Yeah, am I planning to go to the NAAWE conference?
Yeah, the deadline for abstracts is the end of this month, and I was going to put in some abstracts.
Yeah,
it's in your backyard, so you can probably go.
What's that, right. Don?
I'm planning to go.
Well, if you're going, Don, of course I'm going.
There we go. All right. That's what I like to hear.
That's all I had to say.
We just had that as announcements at the beginning of the call, Frank. So that's why I was wondering whether you would be able to come or not.
Yeah, I mean, if you would love to do any of the talks together, I'd be most happy to do that.
Well, I'm certainly going to put you on the roundtable session for the Climate Literacy Network. So, actually, you should let me know. So, Don, if you're definitely going, I'll put you on that too.
Yeah, I'm certainly planning on it at this point.
Okay, because it's not a major presentation. You sit and chat with people about what we do for an hour.
Yeah.
So it's pretty easy, but it's nice to have multiple people who know what we do, so that as people walk by, you can start chatting with them. Okay.
Let me know what I can do to help. I'd love to.
Okay.
And if I have
and
to think
Frank,
about
just,
yeah.
Frank, next week, just because you didn't hear weren't on in the beginning, next week, Kristen's group, she had a group of students that went to the conference.
Yeah. Yep.
And they're going to do a presentation next week on this call.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So we should advertise that a little bit more, because I think that's a unique opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I really appreciate that. Tamara, if you can get the announcement out a little earlier, I'll try and socialize it more.
Sure. Well, what I'll do is I'll do it twice. I'll do it towards the end of this week, and then I'll do it again. I think people look for a Tuesday morning, but I'll do it multiple times so that you can just distribute it.
Is there a limit to how many people who can be on this call?
No.
Okay.
As many people as you give the number to. I just don't like to post the number, but you can give it to anybody.
I see. Okay. Right. I got you.
Okay.
All right. That sounds like a plan. Thank you.
Very good. Thanks a lot, everybody.
Great. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.